David Manuel is in the studio. David's known for his garden. He rices in the fall and he works in the sugar bush in the spring. And he's also one of the coordinators for the Red Lake Nation Food Summit that's taking place this September 13th through the 16th. David, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me this morning.
Yeah, we've seen the flyer, and we have the flyer here before us about the summit, and you cover some conventional topics, but also some unconventional ones. Tell us some of the things that people are going to have the opportunity to learn at the summit.
The summit is our second annual food summit. It comes out of our desire to educate our tribal membership and others to come and learn about eating healthy, growing food, processing natural foods, seed saving, all in the context of food sovereignty for Indigenous peoples. Our program is just only a year and a half old and came out of the desire of the tribal memberships to have healthy food access. Our chairman had a series of community meetings around the reservation, and that kept creeping up in every meeting. Why can't we have healthy choices? And when it came to going to our local outlets for food and have fresh, healthy produce, amongst other things. Our planners in our economic development department took this seriously and embarked to create a program to educate our tribal membership on eating healthy. And a lot of this comes out of, you know, our health. You know, the fact that Indigenous peoples are have a very high diabetes rate, high obesity, higher rates of cancer. We have now come to see how diet plays a role in that. So everything that the Red Lake Local Food Initiative does is about addressing our diet-related health disparities in our community. There's also an economic component to that. We see the need to create economic opportunity to our tribal members. It's pretty tough up there. I really don't want to get into talk about, you know, our unemployment rate or anything, but it is a part of our life that we are poorer than the communities that surround us. So we train our tribal members to be successful at growing produce and then finding outlets for them to be able to sell it. And in fact, tomorrow and Friday, we're going to have a farmer's market in front of the old Red Lake Nation College right there in downtown Red Lake. I think we're going to get started about 10 o'clock in the morning, both Thursday and Friday, and go till about 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And this produce will be all the things that we've grown at our training garden in Redby. We started out at our old forestry site where they would start seedlings for our forestry department, the red pine, the white pine, jack pine. And they had moved, so we went in there and rehabilitated the site and planted a really big garden. It's about 3/4 of an acre.
You have a hoop house up there?
Yes, we have a high tunnel that we were able to purchase with funds that came from the Nota Begay Foundation and the First Nations Development Institute of Longmont, Colorado. We started out with very few funds, and we're always trying to find new grants, new sources of revenue to keep funding what we're doing. We believe what we're doing is very beneficial to the nation, especially when it comes to providing healthy cooking classes, different workshops. We bring in University of Minnesota Extension educators to talk about taking care of the soil, how to compost, good agricultural practices in growing food. And so we're really approaching it, you know, professionally and in a way that we can, at some point in time, compete with other growers around the region. And in fact, we are selling our produce right behind here at Harmony Natural Food Co-op. We have our three different kale for sale right now, green peppers, poblano peppers. We had some sweet banana peppers in there at one time. throughout the season. So we're taking it all the way from, you know, the beginning of the season and amending the soil in an organic way, in a sustainable way, to making rows, planting the seeds, planting the starter plants, and cultivating and nurturing those plants up until harvest, and getting them into the kitchens of our tribal members and elsewhere. So it's all the way from, you know, the beginning to ending up with, you know, even marketing our goods for sale.
So you're doing you know, things related to health. You're doing things related to economy and marketing. You have a lot of different goals with the Local Foods Initiative.
We do, and we believe it's just a part of our history. We Red Lake has a very rich agricultural history, and when the logging towns started to sprout up around our reservation, they brought in loggers, not gardeners or farmers, and the gardens from the families of Red Lake and Red Bee and Little Rock and Panema actually supplied the towns of Kellier and Somme, Bagley, Clearbrook with fresh produce, mostly corn, squash, beans, and potatoes. The potato thing is really interesting to me because it's not mentioned or written down anywhere, but everyone I talk to has told me we've always grown potatoes, and I don't have any evidence to refute that, so...
Okay, I got some evidence for you right here.
Okay.
Not to refute it. I looked it up last night because I was talking to Vivian Morgan, who lives near the Minneapolis, Red Lake, and Manitoba. It sounds like such a great big railroad. It ran from Red Bee to Bemidji. And I found an article last night that talked about how in the late 20s, in 1 year, the figure that I have was a little over 1,500 tons of potatoes hauled on that railroad. Well, they weren't hauling them from Bemidji North. They were hauling them from Red Bee South.
Yeah, yeah.
1,500 tons is a lot of potatoes.
It is. You know, and we as Red Lakers, we never considered ourselves farmers, but we always had large gardens to supplement our needs to get through the hard season of winter until spring. And so the gardens were integral and very necessary to our well-being and survival. It's just, that was the way we lived.
There is a speaker at the summit who's going to be talking about Red Lake Nation food history, and I saw that was one of your keynotes.
Oh yeah, Cade Ferris. He works in our engineering department. He is from Turtle Mountain, but his ability to research anything is just beyond my imagination, and Cade has devoted himself to researching our traditional food system that Red Lake, the people of Red Lake, followed. I mean, it was food defined our existence, and we migrated from season to season, making different camps in different locations all around northern Minnesota, all the way up from Rainy River in the spring, where they speared fish that was running. I'm drawing a blank here. I know the name of the fish.
Sturgeon.
Sturgeon, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We call them Name, and that's what the first thing, Name is. And we speared sturgeon in the spring. We usually went up there after our sugar bush. Our sugar bush is our new year. It's the beginning of the new year. And that's actually my favorite time of year. I love to go out and tap the trees and gather the sap, boil it down. I like to make syrup and candy and sugar. I've been doing it and for about 5 years now, and I've been enjoying the company of the community and the classrooms that come and visit me from Red Lake. And people actually from all around the area have come and visited me during the week and weekends. I mean, it's like I'm out there every day until it's done. And that's what we're going to be talking about at the summit is our seasonal activities related to gathering food, cultivating our gardens, foraging for wild stuff, you know.
I saw there's a workshop about how to snare a rabbit.
Yeah, it's not the time where we would be snaring rabbits, but we thought we would we'd cover, you know, the very diverse activities.
You're talking about all the things that happen in the food season and or through the seasons.
Yes.
In terms of gathering food.
Everything from snaring rabbits, I believe, will be dressing out some deer at that time. We'll be smoking. We'll be drying out the deer there. We'll be smoking fish also. All the food demonstrations like that will be occurring on Saturday. So we're really encouraging people that might have to work during the week or have other activities during the week to come up to Red Lake and come to the Red Lake Nation College and come pay us a visit on Saturday. If you can come during the week, that would be great. We're having a seed saving workshop Wednesday and Thursday. We have Zach Page, who's employed over in White Earth, and Rowan White. She's from New York. She's from the Mohawk Nation out there. And both of these individuals are just totally immersed in indigenous seed saving. And their knowledge is something I crave to learn from. And I'll be there to just listen and learn to the wisdom that they have to share on that Thursday and Friday. That'll be at our garden in Redby. We're also doing soil health and nutrient management at the same time. We got two tracks running on Wednesday and Thursday, the 13th and 14th. And so there's a little something for everybody. We call that the pre-conference. The conference will kick off Friday morning. And again, we have many different things going on during the day. We'll be talking about developing new farmers. We have a young man who works for the Land Stewardship Project, Scott DeMuth, will be coming in and talking about how to create new farmers, because we're losing our, all the farmers are old. They're getting older, and the new generation isn't picking up on it. So we feel the need to address that issue. It's, even at home here, it's my hope that, especially with this, addressing, developing these new farmers, that we can revitalize our agricultural customs and traditions and become, to a certain degree, sovereign in terms of growing our own food, of even raising chickens and livestock. Even.
David, didn't you do bees?
Yeah, I'm a beekeeper.
You do bees too, right?
Seems that's a hobby for me. I was fortunate to attend a workshop over at the Rail River Folk School some years ago, and
maybe we were at the same workshop at the same time.
Yeah, I got stung, and got the bee bug, at that meeting. And I have four hives. I got two at our garden in Redby as part of, an educational, showing people that, we need pollinators for this garden and the importance of pollinators in our ecosystem and especially in our food system. I believe one out of three bites of food we take every day is the result of a pollinator doing its job. So I love bees. I really love honey, and that's my personal motivation for being a beekeeper. I rob the bees of their honey at the end of the season, which is coming up here shortly. When we talk about the pollinators, thing I think about is how are we doing this? We are doing this based on the principles of sustainability. We're not using fertilizers. We're not using herbicides or fungicides. Growing organic is our mandate. To be a steward of the earth is something that is ingrained in our traditions, in our customs, and we want to show people that you can do that without throwing those chemicals that eventually will end up in our rivers and streams and lakes. We don't have to do that. And in fact, that's my message to all your listeners would be that, that's how we need to take care of where we live, where our future generations will be getting, will be going fishing, will be hunting, will be growing their gardens.
This whole operation is promoting environmental health and personal health and economic health.
That is correct.
A politician would say it's a win-win-win.
What? Who can attend the conference?
Everyone is welcome to attend. We do have a registration fee. You can come and register on location at the college, or you can register online at Four Directions.
The number four.
Yeah, the numeral four. FourDirections.com.
FourDirections.com.
Yes. You can also go onto our Facebook page, the Red Lake Local Food Initiative, and I have it as a pinned post. So that's the first thing that comes up if you were to go to our Facebook page, is our link to our website and registration.
Looks like there's a lot of food included in this workshop as well. There, as is traditional, you'll be well fed if you attend.
Exactly. And that's what I want to talk about also, is that in the last 10 years, there's been a proliferation of indigenous people promoting indigenous foods and evolving into indigenous chefs. Sean Sherman is the big name that we all know. He's been working real hard everywhere, getting the word out about indigenous foods, you know, and especially in indigenous communities, and how important that is. How, you know, it's really our who we are. Everything that we, I don't care where you're from in America, you know, in terms of indigenous peoples, their lifestyle revolved around the gathering of food in whatever shape or form. It defined who we are. Sean understands this, and there are many other people involved as well. I want to mention Tashia Hart of Red Lake, Brian Yazzie of the Navajo Nation, who works for Sean down in Minneapolis, and Vince Johnson of Net Lake, and others that we will be having to come up and do our cooking for us Friday and Saturday. So we'll have six meals that will be based on indigenous ingredients, and they'll be showcasing their very delicious cuisine.
I have one more question for you before you go. I've been running into this Ojibwe Anishinaabe word, Gitaganiki.
Gitaganike. Gitagan means garden. Gitagay would mean to plant. Gitagan ike would mean to make a garden. I just came up with that on a whim, because that's what we do. We also do Project Grow in the spring. Project Grow goes around and tills up individual gardens all around the reservation. We tilled up almost 400 individual gardens this spring. And then we also give away seeds and seedlings like tomato plants and pepper plants, and just, you know, just a garden variety of things, so people can engage in that concept of food sovereignty on their own and experience the joy of gardening, the toils of gardening, and the fruits of gardening, of harvesting and actually eating what they've grown.
A garden variety of things. You actually said that.
I did.
Looks like there's going to be a lot of collective wisdom there at the Food Summit coming up. The big days are Friday and Saturday, the 15th and 16th of September. Thanks, David Manuel, for coming in.
Yeah. Red Lake College.
Red Lake Nation College in Red Lake, Minnesota.
Right there on the lake on the South Shore.
Exactly.
Beautiful location.
Yeah, please come and join us. Everyone is welcome.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.